Okay, welcome to the Danieltown Planning Commission meeting. This is Wednesday, December 17th, 2025, 7 p.m. with the Wasatch County Services Building, Conference Room A, 55 South 500 East, Heber City, Utah. So we'll go right to item number one, which is public comment for anything that's not on the agenda. So do we have anything? Okay. We'll move to two, which is a summary of the town council meeting, which is in your packet.
It's on the back of your agenda.
So basically, we had Coy Morgan and Quint Durings from the fire department who talked about House Bill 48, which is the wildland urban interface modifications. And so the town's going to be required to pass some codes and decide on a map for that at some point. It's supposed to be done by January, but the state hasn't created their map yet, so it's going to be delayed a little bit. And then there was a proposal from our engineer to do a capital facilities plan and some other things for the water system so that town can apply for grants. And then they continued the Geneva Rock subdivision. It's still pending. And then we had new business license for Connor Heating and Air. New meeting schedules were approved, and I believe the new Planning Commission meeting schedule is in your packet. Then, because of new state records law for record privacy, the town had to appoint a chief administrative officer and a records officer for the town, and that was done. And then there was an administrative hearing set for January 5th for the house on Cobble Creek Lane. Okay, any questions?
What's the Cobble Creek Lane?
That's the Airbnb.
Yeah. Richie's old house.
Mm-hmm.
Whose old house?
Give Richie Bill.
Yeah. Heftel's old house.
Heftel's old house.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. We'll move to item three, which is Brian Myers' application requesting a rezone of property, which you'll see in your packet. There are three parcels. And so what this ends up being is those three parcels are put together. That's 5 acres, which can make it become a legal parcel. And then after those are put back together, then there could be a zone change application for those.
For RA5 or what, Gary?
Well, they'd be put back together as an RA5 because that's the zone they're in.
Okay.
And then they'd have to, then he's applied for a zone change on that. You have any comments on that, Eric?
He might. He's here tonight.
Yeah.
Man, this is quite the room. It's very, very, you know, very comfortable in here. It's been great in here. So, really what we're just after is exactly what you just read off there, is really trying to, we've purchased the two lots, and then we're looking to purchase this other lot, and then doing a combining all the lots into one and then going for the rezone on all three of them. So I don't.
This comes out on
the
suite.
So you've got two of the lots, but you haven't finalized the purchase on
that
the other
correct.
One?
Yeah.
What's the other one? Which ones do you have purchased?
So is this
You got one that's 2.6, one that's 2.5, and one that's 0.97. The one down by the highway.
Yeah, so there's... Sorry, I'll hold this here. So this is the one we've purchased, and this one, and this is the one we have under contract right now.
On Little Sweden.
On Little Sweden, so it kind of does that little...
Jog there.
Little Z there, so...
The 2.5 is what you've got under contract?
Yes.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
2.58.
Yeah, 2.58.
Yep.
Correct.
Does the blue line mean anything?
That's the boundary line.
That's the boundary line right now. So right now, this property goes through there just like that.
I see. Thank you.
Yeah.
How are these lots separated from the two half-acre houses that were sold in the last couple of years?
That's a good question.
Would you like me to speak?
She's the owner.
My name is Shirley Mayor Hanson. I built the home 1705 East. Little Sweden or 3600 South, whichever you want to. My grandfather was the house that is next to this property. My great-grandfather is the house on the other side of my house. Which all of that land out there was owned by Mark and Rachel Orville, which are my great-grandparents. My grandfather built his mother the house that's on the west side of us. And she in turn gave him the rest of the farm except for the one strip going down, which is where they're building those 200 storage units on. That land there was with Harold Nading Broadhead, my Aunt Dora Webb. And that land was all separated before my grandfather passed, and he passed away in April of 1971. Actually, if you want the exact date, I can give you that. But so all of that land was split up, all but the 20 acres across the highway, because at some point in time, they ran Highway 40 through my grandfather's farm. And so across the highway, he had the 20 acres across the highway as well, which Bear bought after my grandfather passed away. This piece of ground here, my parents bought the 3 acres, which is what I build on. The bottom, 0.9, is that what you've got, the bottom acre?
The one closest to the highway?
Yeah, that was my aunt and uncle, Helen and Burnell Orville. The piece where Peterson and Davis put the storage units, and Davis has his crane and all of his cement stuff in there. That was owned by my aunt and uncle, Fern and Daryl Prescott. The piece that is up here, after my grandmother was passed away in 69. An aunt and uncle both wanted that piece of property. They settled on it. My uncle inherited this piece of property. And the rest of them were written out checks for my parents bought my grandfather's house that my mother grew up in. And then my uncle passed away, my aunt. So we came back in 1995. We were able to build our house because this is all subdivided beforehand, and we were able to build our house on because it was grandfathered in. This piece of property would also be grandfathered in. It was split before all of these conditions were done out there. And then my aunt needed some money, and I refinanced my house and bought my aunt's land, which is this piece here.
Just a quick question. So these 2 1-acre lots, I'm showing it, I've got a Google map here, but these 2 1-acre lots were the...
They're half-acre lots.
Are these half acres?
No.
So your question is when...
Those houses were connected. The one on the left was connected to the piece going all the way back.
This
one? The two parcels you want to previously do.
Those two right there.
Those two parcels are connected with that house. This parcel is connected to that house, and it was none of it was legally split off.
He's talking about these two lots. These two.
Okay.
When were those two?
The first one that he's this one here. This first one he's talking about. That's Dora Webb.
We can't have a commercial coming. I'm talking about the first two houses. That house and the house you lived in.
And the house I lived in.
This isn't confusing.
Okay, so my parents...
You have record of them subdividing all of this.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
That we're going to provide to everybody. There's records that this was all done.
And my grandfather split all that land up before he died.
I just want to see the same thing you're producing them, so I can produce and sell half-acre lots as well. If they're doing half-acre lots, I'm doing... I'll tell you a beautiful story about Nida Beathers and the home I'm in and how she intended for it to be half-acre lots. This is the same game.
So can I address that issue?
Sure.
Can I just address what he said?
Do you guys follow what she's saying?
I know what you're saying.
Is it Nida?
But here's the question.
Beathers?
Yeah. Is there any proof, and was it ever zoned for half-acre lots? And we can look at that and find out from the county. And that's what we're going to have to do.
No, I have a lot of the paperwork here with me that we picked some up
okay.
today.
Is it?
That's not what we're.
Is it from the county for a subdivision?
It was from Wasatch County.
Or is it just deeds?
It's deeds from Wasatch County.
Paper deeds.
Yeah.
Paper deeds.
Those are not subdivided.
So.
I can make a deed. And record it or whatever, but that doesn't mean that it's a legal subdivision.
Well, back then when they did this, I don't know that. That's why.
If it happened before 1965,
it was grandfathered in.
If it happened before 1965, then we'll say yeah, it happened, because that's when zoning started in the county.
Well, our house was built in 1995, and it went in as a grandfather. It was grandfathered in. And a lot of these were done in 1969. And my house was built in 1995, and it was grandfathered. Or I wouldn't have been able to have built that house.
When did we become a town?
And it was done with Wasatch County.
Hey, but we'd have to go look and see when that property was split off, because we have seen surveys where the house was included with other property that was after that. So.
I have several surveys that I can bring in.
Okay, just if you can put that together and the proof of when that was split and how it was split, then we can move ahead.
Yes.
Do you have anything else, Eric?
I from 66 when they first started subdividing that property, and the survey was done by
Bing.
It was before Bing. They did that when they subdivided the whole property.
What Daniel City's here is, I mean, this all sounds great, but what they're after is hard evidence.
Yeah.
That's what we need is
when
it was actually recorded. And that's what Gary's after.
When it was recorded, you know, do we have a record from the county? Because if subdivisions were supposed to be approved by the county commission, it should be in meeting minutes. I know that's a long time back. We may not be able to find it. The other thing we can do is say, did it meet the zoning requirements at the time for that area?
Yeah. So kind of going back to the meeting I had with you guys is I guess that's kind of my plea right now. Is like, let's, if we can't identify exactly when this is, can I request that Daniel's put together some sort of process so that we can go through this to make it a legal lot of record? That's my request from Daniel City. It's like, hey, let's create a process so that you guys can, because this is not going to be the last.
Really,
time
I think maybe I'm wrong, Gary, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but the process has already been laid out. The process is provide to the planning office with your application the dates and the times and the all of the rigmarole that had to be done.
Sure.
All of the backyard deals and all of the under-the-table deals or anything and everything that pertain to making this subdivision. And then bring that, and if it meets the zoning and the whatever, then we move forward. But if it's that, that's kind of the burden of you. Well, that's the process, isn't it?
Yeah.
That is the process.
Okay.
And I'm not sure the other
Let's just say we can't prove all that. Let's just say it was done.
Then you might be in trouble.
Well, then we'd like to move forward. Like, we'd like Daniels to create a new process to move forward.
But that is our process, and you'd have to go through and make a request to change codes and zoning and all of that to do it. Because that's the... All we can vote on and we can stand on is what the current code is.
Sure.
And that's the process that we requested from you a couple months ago.
Sure, I get that. We've got the title company looking into it as well. Okay.
Well, that's so, kind of where we're kind of so, stuck until that happens, as far as I
but
can
if,
see.
But if we get this thing changed over to get the full 5 acres, going back to that, what we talked about earlier.
We did, but... At the same time, Mr. Stewart's comments are correct. Are we leaving these 2 half-acre lots that were part of something else out of that equation, and can we or can we not? So we need to know kind of what happened. How did this end up like it is?
Otherwise, we're creating non-conforming lots yes. mm-hmm. past the time that those could have been created.
So when that property was divided originally, I know it in 66, 67, somebody bought part of it, of that original whole thing. Does that make it as a subdivision then, or?
Not necessarily.
Now, the county at the time had a rule that you could only subdivide a parcel twice.
No matter how big it was.
So you could cut off 2 pieces from it, and then you were done.
How long ago was that?
That was a long, long time ago.
Because the piece right next to me, which was Dora Webb, mm-hmm. and Dora Webb owned the house that is now on a half acre, and the 5 acres behind her was put over with Harold and Nadine Broadhead, and then Harold's son, Nadine, passed away, and it was up for sale for 2 years, and Haroldson bought that ground. That's the same ground that you've approved those 20 storage units with somebody living there. And that's right next to her property.
Yeah, and there may have been a problem that we didn't catch.
We went to Wasatch County in Heber City. The township of Daniels didn't exist.
Right, but I'm talking about with the storage units. So all we can do is do our research on this. We can go back and look at what the county zoning was over the years, look at the zoning maps and say, was there a time when half-acre lots were permitted? That if there was, that's good evidence. If there wasn't, that could be a problem.
Can I ask you one more question then? Houston, okay, the 3 acres right behind this, Houston, which is over on the other side of these 20 lots, he purchased that 3 acres of ground. Then Davis, which is on the other side, bought it, and then him and Peterson split that up, and they put the storage units on the front side of that. And on the back side is where he stores his crane, mm-hmm. all of his cement frames, forms, and all that, the employees that are in there. How did they split that ground up?
I'm not sure. I know it's zoned commercial, so the lot size.
And that gown was split up. And I can further go on. That was done while we were south for the winter. When we came home, Davis had tore our fence down, put that chain link fence up with slats in it. We're not sure if he ran it right down the property line or not, but we've measured. And I think he ran it down, ran it across the property line. But they took that 3 acres and split it. Peterson, who used to be on the Wasatch County Commissioner, and Davis, not Jerry Davis, the dad, but the son. And they split that up, and that's been done within probably the last 8 years. And they were already, and we had a gate there with a 20-foot right-of-way that ran clear into Sweden Road. That I can produce for you. I have the copy at home. And we came home, and they had put that fence in, and Peterson was already dumping dirt into that, and had moved our gate, so we couldn't access that one acre. He landlocked us.
That's his 0.97?
Correct.
Okay.
He landlocked that property when they moved that gate. Okay. So we went to an attorney the very next morning, and got some consultation from him. Then we contacted the DOT because we had a 20-foot right-of-way. But my question here is, how did they split that 3 acres into 1.5 acre lots, get it zoned commercial, and yet it's an issue today? I'm just trying to understand it, and I'm trying to give you some of the background of that property out there. I've been on that property ever since I can remember. I have moved because of the commercial that went around us. Leaving wasn't easy. I can only tell you that. The heritage, that's my family legacy. And we've had to leave it. And it was not easy. This is the last piece we own. My father's home, my father passed away in November of 22. I was executor and sold his home, and we closed September of 2023. And that's the half acre that Mike, I don't remember Mike's last name.
Peterson.
No.
No, O'Connors.
No, it's a different Mike.
Okay. Mike O'Connors.
But they've split that 3 acres that was my aunt and uncle's that Houston bought. Well, they sold it to somebody else, and then Davis bought it, and then it went over to Houston. Then it went back to Davis. Houston put it back to Davis. Then Davis and Peterson split that 3 acres of ground up.
And okay. Just kind of moving forward, I'd love to, we're going to review the documents, but can we maybe set up a time again to come in on Friday, this Friday? Are you guys doing your meetings on Friday again?
Yeah, we will be.
Maybe just come in and do another sit down with you.
The Friday meeting? So is that a private meeting?
That's a staff meeting.
We just want to present the records that we have to you.
Yeah.
That'd be okay?
Yeah.
Yep. What time Friday?
So you guys just get your wouldn't you have your documentation, then we'll form up a time.
Okay.
That sounds good.
Email
yeah, so you can get all your stuff together. We don't know what time yet. They want to change. We're getting them.
Can I get a question in here?
I got one more comment real quick. I have the same argument that she ended with. Pushed her out for commercial. Commercial's going to push us out. And when you drive down Highway 40 right before you turn onto 3600, you pass 5 signs from Collier. It's commercial
yes,
property
do.
For sale. 5 of them.
I'm going to shut this down, though.
We need another one.
Because we asked for public comment at the beginning of the meeting. We need to move on.
I wasn't allowed to speak on behalf of this issue on the public comment at the beginning of the meeting.
Cool. You were, this is about commercial. It's not about
okay.
This specific item. So.
I'm just making the same statement she made without the peers.
Okay. So we could set a public hearing for the rezone for next meeting. I think we're a little premature.
It's not separate.
He doesn't have 5 acres yet.
No, we can still hold the hearing. We can't vote.
Okay.
So that's why I was suggesting that we hold off on doing that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you want to hold off till next meeting in January?
Well, to set the public hearing if we're ready to do that, yeah.
Okay.
So that would make it in February instead of January, the meeting, the public hearing.
Okay.
Good. All right, let's move to...
Is it clear what he's got to have before we set that, though?
Yeah.
I think he knows.
Yeah.
We're on item number 4, which is an application for an accessory building from Jaime. And Eric, do you have...
I was just thinking, do you want to continue that, or do you just want to...
Yeah, that's what I was...
Before we move on to the agenda?
Well, don't we need to separate what that request is?
They're asking for a change from RA5 to commercial, and it's not even RA5 yet.
Well, it is, but
it
it's
is RA5.
Not necessarily a conforming lot.
So. A non-conforming RA5. Okay, I'll accept that.
And so that's what these adjoining parcels was going to do, is bring it back into compliance.
But he hasn't bought one yet.
Right. But we have a letter from the owners.
So, again, I do want to ask a question. Is this full intention to make this piece of ground commercial?
That's,
is that where this is going?
That's what the application's for.
Okay, the application, okay, so it is to put this into commercial and put a commercial piece of property on Little Sweet. I just want to clarify that's what your plan is.
You're going back to...
That's your plan, right? To put a commercial piece on Little Sweet. I'm asking straight up. It's a yes or no, man.
Oh, well,
yes, please. No? Are you? Are you not?
I think over on that side, I would try to go... I don't know what it would be classified as, but it, I'd probably try to do some sort of residential / commercial business. So that is...
So commercial. Okay.
So it would be...
Thanks. That's all I need.
That part over there, it would be an idea of doing some residential / commercial mixed use. So.
Okay.
So you're familiar where that's at, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is the Trinnell piece?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Okay. Well, I think Eric's right. We should probably do this officially. I'd accept a motion to continue item number 3.
I'll make a motion to continue item number 3 until the January 2026 meeting. I don't know what the date is.
Okay.
Second.
All right, call for the vote.
Skinner, yes.
Bangeter, yes.
Horner, yes.
Taylor, yes.
Okay, motion carries. All right, now we'll move to item number 4. Packet. Site plans on the back.
He meets setbacks.
Yeah.
It's a slam dunk.
Thanks, Eric, guys. You appreciate it.
Any comments?
No. The setbacks are met as long as there's not animals in the barn. Because the setbacks increase if he has animals in there.
No animals.
No animals.
What setback increases?
It goes to 50 foot.
From the back line or from the sides?
From sides back
and everywhere.
And then also from any residential on or off site.
So that just increases from every line, okay.
Yes. So it meets the setbacks for the RA5 zone, which he's in.
Okay.
Your staff report look okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyone have any questions? No. Okay, call for motion. One thing we don't have before we do that is building height.
I did not include that in your plan.
But you have it?
It's 23 feet, I believe.
So it's legal.
It's underneath. Yeah, it's underneath.
Okay, so we're good.
Oh, yeah. It says on there. It's marked on there.
23 feet right there.
Oh, I thought that was a setback.
Oh, maybe it is.
That is a setback. Yeah, it's a different sheet. It's included in his application.
Is it this one?
Okay.
Yes.
Here we go.
Okay.
But he was under our height, so.
Okay. All right, call for a motion.
I'll make a motion that we approve the application for an accessory building permit for Jaime Aguirre's property on Daniel Road.
Second.
Okay, call for the vote.
Skinner, yes.
Bangeter, yes.
Horner, yes.
Taylor, yes.
Okay, motion carries. Okay.
Very good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, item six, like we spoke earlier. Oh, we have item five. I'm sorry.
Jared is here.
I'm trying to get things.
I know, Jared is here.
Okay, go to the staff report on that one.
Okay. I just have to figure out what this was.
That's Tan Camillo back here.
So I'll turn this back to Eric.
Okay, sorry. I'll figure it out. Thank you.
Which one you on? Sorry, I didn't keep up.
Staker Parsons.
Staker Parsons.
So it doesn't help that I've been skipping things.
Yeah, I knew you were going to skip one of them there. Okay.
I'm assuming this is the map for that.
So this is the one that's up the canyon?
By the gravel pit.
So in your staff report, I've recommended that we get letters from those people that are involved, that the applicant supplies those. You remember you sent him back and he redid the map?
Which makes sense. I mean, I believe you have to have those anyway.
Yeah, so the map that you have included in your packet of that, you requested him put the town boundaries on there.
Yeah.
So the new map you have has the town boundaries.
Well, correct.
And so now we know exactly who we're dealing with in there. And so before the town moves this, before you guys push it on with a recommendation, because this is a legislative move, because it's going to change the town boundaries, we want Independence on board, us on board, and the McMillans. Possibly UDOT, because we're right out. This will affect the right of way on the UDOT.
How does it affect the right of way? It doesn't change the right of way boundary. It's just a boundary line between two private property owners, and they own up to the right of way.
To the right of way on UDOT.
Yeah, so it's not changing the UDOT boundary. I mean, we can get UDOT involved, but I'm just curious how or why.
Well, I don't know, but I know we're changing the boundary and UDOT touches it. So it'd be real easy to get a UDOT letter saying that that we're not changing that.
Yeah.
I don't know what they have, what has been approved with the gravel pit. I don't know what easements you guys have. I know you have Staker has access into that next parcel, and I don't know what they did with that access. No, on Highway 40.
Oh, yeah.
So you have an acceleration lane and a deceleration lane?
Right now it's here.
But I don't know if that's this line. Yeah. I don't know if that affects this line. So you'll have that agreement, I'm sure.
Yeah. Do you want me to reach out to UDOT?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what we're asking, is that as you as the applicant provide these letters.
He said they're fine.
Don't do that yet till they vote, though. That's just a recommendation from Sam.
It's only a recommendation.
Okay.
But a good one.
Well, and there might be other things that you guys see. That's just something that I brushed up against and thought. There's a lot of moving parts on this little thing.
So the boundary's moving towards the McMillans?
Yes. They will lose.
Yeah, I can't remember what that acreage or that footage, that how much they're well, by deed they'll lose.
What's the purpose of moving it?
So there's a fence line between Staker Parks and the McMillan's property, and that fence has been there for more than 20 years.
Yeah.
And the McMillan's have had two previous surveys done by surveyors, and they determined the fence line to be the boundary. And they've even set property corners along the fence line that we found, and I think I've shown those on the map.
Yeah.
But when we plot the deed doesn't follow the fence line. So everyone has thought through the decades that the fence was the boundary, but the deed actually isn't. So we're just trying to clean that up to make it official that the fence line is officially the boundary.
So the whole purpose of this whole thing is just to try to clean up the deeds and
yep,
so everybody knows where they're, the line in the sand, so to speak.
Exactly.
Have they surveyed it for both the north and the south?
Yes, it will be. It is Wasatch County. They won't meet the same. You see what I'm saying? If you go in this county and your surveyor starts on a point south and works their way north, and another survey, or even the same survey, starts on the north and works his way south, or whatever, your points aren't going to align. It happens all over this place.
You guys know that, right?
Yeah,
you're surveyors.
Have you done it? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know.
You've probably ran into that.
I know exactly what you're saying, and I don't know what that's what the default. That's where it falls, is on the other side of the fence line. So, and if you were to move it, then they would be off on the other side.
Exactly.
But if you put all the pieces of the puzzle together, those match. The only one that doesn't match is the Staker Parks and the McMillan property.
So are any of those old surveys that those stakes are in recorded?
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's how I was able to find them. And I provided them last time. We had them last time.
Okay, I didn't remember seeing
them. Oh, yeah, that one right there. Yeah, that's one of them.
I've seen this one, but I'm just saying the previous surveys.
Oh, no, that's the one that we provided. That's the one we did.
Right.
But I provided
some others.
Yeah, some others from before. And there might even be more than two for the same property. And they all followed that fence line and had three bars and caps along the fence. So.
Oh.
Why? I don't know, but it.
Well, the thing is it changes the municipality boundaries for two,
right.
And so that has to go to the lieutenant governor's office and be signed off. So it's a big deal. So. Mm-hmm.
And someone had is it Megan? Who he was emailing me, Megan or?
Both of us probably. Okay. I was the one today.
Yesterday. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you had a really good idea recommendation. So I did talk to Mrs. McMillan on the phone, mm-hmm. and she was like, "Oh yeah, we'll sign. We thought the fence was the boundary line." Anyway, so we'll sign that. But I've had people tell me that before. They'll say they sign, you prepare the documents, you go to have them sign, and they say we changed our mind.
Well, so she's getting more property. Why wouldn't she sign?
She's getting less.
She's losing it.
She's losing.
So right now, if she has 10 acres, she could subdivide into two. After this change, she could not.
Yeah.
So she's losing a lot.
And so I guess what I'm wondering is, do you want me to have them sign the boundary line agreement and then just have us not record it? That way we have an official document saying that they
agree. I don't think we can sign off and push stuff forward on a landowner that's not in agreement with losing property. If there's an established boundary.
Like you wouldn't go to the state and request this.
No, not until there's been some agreements between the owners that are signed and legally stamped and whatever.
Because so far it's just verbal, and that's.
I don't think we can act.
No,
until
I know that's
some,
what
you know,
I'm saying. I've had people say that and then they don't sign.
Yeah, so I guess either one of those would be a letter or if they've signed a plat.
Yeah.
And then just not file the plat, not file the.
I don't know what makes that a legal binding agreement between the two landowners. That's way above my voluntary pay grade here. But I think before
I would feel comfortable voting to change any boundary. I think that the two landowners need to get together. Maybe you needed a land attorney or whoever to say this is what you have to do, and you two are now bound to this agreement, and then bring it to us, and then we'll...
Then Independence needs to agree.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because the downside of that is the town of Daniel changed the boundary and we didn't know nothing about that. That doesn't make for a good neighbor.
Mm-hmm. Right.
What? And I did talk to Jody. She's hard to get a hold of, Jody. Do you guys know her?
Yeah.
She's so hard. I called and emailed. And I even emailed her again and I was like, hey, I know we talked about this on the phone, but again, it's one of those verbal things. So I was like, are you okay with us doing it? She hasn't got back to me yet. So.
Okay.
But yeah, we're
but Jody is their attorney. She's not able to approve it.
Right, right. But
it has to be done by their council.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think she's like you for them.
She's a planner.
Yeah.
Yep.
So
you're right. She is.
She's there, Eric.
That kind of hurts a little.
Oh. Well, maybe you're.
I understand.
Do you agree with that?
Yeah.
Yeah, either if they sign the plot, that's better than a letter, actually.
Yeah, so. That's what I was thinking, because you can back out of a letter.
Yeah.
But if you sign the boundary line agreement, it's notarized. Yeah. You just won't file it.
Well, we were just looking for the letter before we did a recommendation to council, so that we know they're on board, but
exactly.
If they sign the plot.
I think that's smart.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I'd hate to go.
Because that plot will eventually have to go to Lieutenant Governor's office with everybody's signatures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'd hate to have that get done, and then McMillan say, actually, never mind.
Yeah.
No, that'd be,
yeah, that would not be good. So anyway, have a motion?
I'll make a motion that we table the decision on the for Jared Howland boundary lot adjustment for Staker Parsons and the McMillan property until there is a legal document between the two landowners in agreement with the new boundary.
Okay. And then do you want me to talk to UDOT? Oh, sorry. You're.
I'll second it.
No.
Okay. Do you want to?
Well, we're just moving right along.
UDOT?
Make him, I'll second him.
Do you want those? Do you want those five items on there? Then you have to include it in your motion.
Okay. And my second is good with those five items in there.
Yes.
Fanger, yes.
Okay.
Horner, yes.
Okay.
You give that
Taylor,
to
yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Item 6 has been requested to be removed from the agenda or not, or will be reapplied for later.
Yeah, they want to get their documentation in place before they approach you guys.
Okay.
On the Planning Commission, so.
Usually is a good idea.
I haven't gotten there. Okay.
And number 7. The applicants asked us to delay that until January's meeting, so I guess I would accept a motion to continue that.
I will make a motion on Mark Skousen property request for a possible development agreement for JDOC property located on Daniel Road.
I'll second it.
Okay, call for the vote.
Skinner, yes.
Banger, yes.
Horner, yes.
Taylor, yes.
Okay, planner report, item 8.
Excuse me.
Don't have any questions for Eric.
No, I'll
be back. Yeah.
Oh, God. McDonald's.
Yeah.
Got it. There's a few things going on.
Wagstaff property addition done?
It's not done yet.
They're selling hay back there.
Yeah, we don't have the final inspection report back, so can't be done until we get that.
Okay. Any other questions for Eric?
No.
Okay. Let's move then to item 9. Everyone had a chance to look at the minutes?
Yep.
That was a sweet meeting.
So when everyone's ready, I accept a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve the meeting minutes for the Planning Commission for November 19th.
Okay, is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay, call for the vote.
Skinner, yes.
Banger, yes.
Tanner, yes.
Taylor, yes.
Okay, now we're going to...
Can I interrupt just 1 second? The October minutes were never actually...
9A. I was just getting to that.
Okay, excuse me for interrupting.
Okay. October minutes were not approved, but they actually were. It's just that I can't count.
Oh.
So the vote was 3-2, with 2 abstaining. And for some reason, I'm thinking that was not enough. So it's just, for information purposes, the minutes did get approved.
Okay. So I have permission then to mark those as approved.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
And I'm sorry for the confusion.
I thought that perhaps I was confused because maybe there was a rule about you needed 4 votes. But I went back through everything and I can't find anything where that's so.
No.
It's just a majority vote of the quorum.
So I'll eat more M&Ms before the meeting next time, something like that.
Thank you very much.
More sugar to the brain.
Dipped in that one.
Yeah, but which kind? The real stuff? Or the... Okay.
Thank you.
We have a meeting schedule in the packet, which I don't know that we need to adopt it because the town council has already adopted it. So it's...
FYI.
It's a informational message. Please be there. And if you haven't reapplied and intend to, please do. If you haven't reapplied and don't intend to, please do.
Maybe we ought to talk Jason into putting a willingness to serve on one of the appeals boards or something.
It might just be the end of
it. It might.
We took a risk on us.
Boy, did we.
Consider that.
The cicadas are deafening. Does anybody else have this? I don't think I can take much more.
So, Byron, if you want to stay on, be reappointed, I would
I
appreciate...
I have a letter at my house.
Oh, perfect. I would appreciate receiving
and I have,
that.
And I have another one for Tim Jones.
Okay. Could you get... Oh, I know
I got
Tim.
That from him.
If you could give those to me, I'd appreciate it.
Yeah,
we'll have the mayor... recommend to the council
whoever,
in January.
I think there's quite a few people that are on a maybe.
Okay, super.
But I've also a couple other people have mentioned they may be willing to.
If you could get those to me, I'd appreciate
Mel
that.
Mel Price, Jason Stewart.
Scott Hall.
Maybe you will apply, huh?
I can forge his name on there.
You'll have to miss me.
Okay, so that was item 11. Item 12 is the general plan survey that you see in the packet. We had 4 responses as of last Friday, if I remember right.
Yep.
Only 4?
Yeah. That's what he wrote back and said, we've had 4 responses.
And we
that
had,
was at the very beginning. I hoped we had
three,
more by now.
And 3
these
of those
went out
were in the room.
Yeah.
I was going to say, where this is the first time I ever saw this piece
well,
of paper.
This went out in the water bill
right.
For the month of December. We are in the process of doing a new general plan, updating the general
sure,
plan.
Sure, I know about that.
And they foresee, the committee doing this is foreseeing having an open house where people can come and see what the results of this was. But what they're trying to find out is for your benefit, so that you, because you're going to be involved in this.
Sure.
And what they're trying to find out is how do you see the future of Daniel? And so it takes about 2 minutes, really, to go through. It's about 20 questions.
Well, this, where was this information posted? That people,
it's on the website.
Okay.
And you can just click on the link there. But this will also do the, you know, it's the QR code.
Sure, sure.
So I've tried both ways, and they both work. So be sure and do it. And in pass this around. If you're not on the water system, then you didn't get this in the mail.
That's what, so if I was going to say.
I was going to bring one up to you and ask you to do it, but now you have it. And so we do want as big of a response as we can possibly get.
Right, so how
obviously
can we get it out better, I guess, is my question.
Well, that's a good question.
I mean, I'm on the board, and I didn't even see it.
Well, we have about 220 people that are in the water system.
And
none
of them, four people have responded. That's encouraging.
Yes.
So ask your neighbors.
Okay.
Ask your neighbors. And now you have a copy, so you can.
Cool. Thanks.
And so are we putting this on the website, too?
It is on the website.
Oh, it is on the website.
It's on the website.
Well, everybody looks at the Daniel website.
That's, yeah, I was going to say.
On Town News, it says General Plan Survey, and if you click on that, there it is.
Okay.
And it's been up there for several weeks now.
Yeah. Encourage your neighbors to do a.
Okay.
I told Shelly to do her own because we don't agree on anything.
Absolutely.
Commercial development in the front yard if they don't.
Bill should do
really?
That because we don't agree on anything either.
Absolutely, we want as big a response.
Shelly agrees on everything. It's just Eric doesn't get the vote.
That's right.
Okay.
Eric, while we're still in a public meeting, on another note, a question for me as I contemplate some of these development things.
Mm-hmm.
What's the code for commercial on Too Little Sweden? There's a controversy about that. What does the code say?
So the code doesn't say you can't go on Little Sweden, if that's what you're asking. If you're asking if commercial can access Little Sweden Road, absolutely. Any property that abuts a town of Daniel Road has access. They have legal access. Now, the code that you're probably, that somebody's referred to you, is the industrial zone. And we have a code that specifically says industrial zone cannot be accessed through residential. Which
we dealt with on Daniel Road.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. But if their industrial came to Daniel Road, they would have every right to access Daniel Road. It's just they're driving
through
RA. Right, they're driving through that residential. That's the distinction.
But if you look at the general plan, it talks about the commercial being along 89,
and
those
40.
Areas, and 40. And so
yeah.
That's where that's at right now, and that's why it's important people answer the survey and let us know where that is.
Yeah, all that is in your hands as planning commissioners. The general plan is what we look at when we accept applications. And
right.
If it's not forwarding the general plan, then that's, you should deny that. So that's why the general plan is so important, because we hold that up and the courts look at that. Here's your general plan. This is what you want.
And for me, that's what I'm seeing, is that our commercial and industrial and everything else is 40.
189.
And 189.
But boy, it's certainly creeping up Little Sweden Road.
Yeah. And so that's my question is that when we say that it is, our general plan says that we're on Highway 40 and 189.
Yeah.
Okay. So
I think
when we allow the access onto it, then it's also Little Sweden.
Right.
Well, and the problem is you look at geography and you say it's along 189, you're still going to get...
how many feet, though?
That's where we get decided. Where
do
you
see what I'm
line?
Saying? We,
right.
I thought we did that.
And that's why we have to hold public hearings. That's why we...
So the commercial, just off of 40, you know, mm-hmm. It's a skinny strip along there. And it's made to fit a skinny building like the one Wigglish and all those are in. Those are commercial properties, and they fit on that boundary. By stretching it deep in there, we're not putting commercial properties on anymore. We're putting industrial properties on these places. We already have this problem in the building that Nico Storage is at. There's industrial operations going on in a commercial building. Did we figure anything out with that complaint?
We're still investigating.
So in the manufacturing operation?
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I know.
Okay.
And that's why I'm saying
it's real clear in the code.
have a quick question about that NECO story.
Okay, just before we go there, I think that, Byron, if you read the general plan, it says in close proximity to a highway.
Yeah, so what? How do you define close proximity?
That's exactly why it falls on you guys to define that. Close proximity to
highway.
That's
why you're putting your application in again.
Yeah, that's probably why I'm going to withdraw it.
But this is, that's why we're doing the general plan, and that's why we need that thing drafted, so that we can look at that and say, hey, this is what we're doing. You remember a couple months ago I gave you the general plan that the county's working on. It affects us too. So those public hearings they're holding at the county, we should be involved with those. I've been to a couple of meetings there, but you should be involved with those. When they say the southern planning area, it's all around Daniel. And so that affects us. And that's, I mean, anything in this valley that goes on affects the valley. So we need to be involved. That's why it's so important that we do that.
We redo it so that it reflects what the town wants, what the residents want. And, you know, it's not that, oh, let's move commercial down. Let's listen to the town residents. And they're going to say, move it, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and part and of it, our problem, too, is traffic, right? We don't want commercial traffic. We don't want industrial traffic on our roads.
Right. And,
right?
Yeah.
And so if I allow this, I'll guarantee you, you're going to have that kind of traffic going here.
It's already happening with the cement trucks.
And so,
on 3,000.
Put a stop somewhere, I think.
So that's my concern with this particular application.
Do we need a...
You got a question? Sorry.
I don't have any idea what it was.
Oh, sorry. Then that worked. Then that worked.
Yeah, it did. It was so good that I totally forgot.
Okay, then.
I think your other one was more important.
Our last item is the report, or it's the Board of Appeals met this past week.
In reject.
The 10th.
2 weeks ago.
Last week, last Wednesday.
Week. And first one was Geneva Rock requesting a change in the
noise
allowed. That was denied. I'm sure that's not over with, so we'll probably be hearing more about that. The other one was the lot of record application for Melanie North. That was also denied.
So your decision was upheld.
Okay. Let's move to item 14.
I'll make a motion that we adjourn.
He's on
for the vote.
Skinner, yes.
Bangeter, yes.
Porter, yes.
Taylor, yes.
You had to be a lot.
I had to be.
I remember my question.
Give me a wet hand down.
On that NECO store.